Good morning. It's good to get back to work. Get the players in here. Start focusing on Chicago. Be a tough test. They're 10th in the league in defense. They're playing good and solid, and offensively they got a lot of skilled players that are really good and do a lot of unique things, really. So we got to knuckle down and start grinding again. Questions?
When you say they do some unique things, what do you mean specifically there?
There's a lot of opened up formations, and they've got some three tight end formations. They've got some zone read stuff that they do. Some of the route combinations are a little bit unique.
They've changed as much as they've changed coaching staff, defense. Do you kind of have to? Does that take away what you can kind of look back on from last year and what you did against them?
Yeah, it's completely different, 100% different on everywhere, really. Offense, defense, and special teams.
You kind of went through that in Dallas, switching to a 3-4, kind of with the same personnel. What is the biggest challenge of making that switch on the fly, sort of like that?
Well, football's football. It's coaching them, getting them to do the right things. It's not that difficult. I mean, if you feel like you have the right personnel to run the things they do, and even sometimes when you don't, you can finagle the 3-4 to fit the guys that you have. But they're playing good in it. You know, they're 10th in the league. They're physical. McPhee's a really good rusher. Two good corners, Porter and Fuller. And the two safeties are good players. McClellan, the inside linebacker. You know, they're big. You know, that's typically what you get when you get to a three-man front team.
The fact that Teddy was able to get the ball to so many different receivers and different routes, different situations, what did that indicate to you?
I think he has a good idea of where the combinations of routes are. The one that I might have liked the best was the one when he threw the Zach line, because he was working the other side of the field at the time, and they dropped him. And for him to see it, you know, his vision is starting to expand, I feel like. And then that helps to open a lot of other things up for other people.
Did he get into the right spot? He just drifted out there and no one picked him up?
No, he did right. They just, the linebacker added off of him instead of covering him.
You mentioned the combination. The ball that Charles Johnson caught, Jarius ran a short route. It seemed like that helped create the pocket that Teddy was able to throw into. Is that what you're talking about with the combination?
Yeah, that was a combination route where he had the option of it's basically a high-low on – it was a nickelback at that particular time. But, that's really what offenses are doing. They're working high-low on the corner, high-low on the linebacker, different kind of combinations where, you have to read to see if a guy jumps it or if a guy – if a guy backs up, then you throw the shallow route. Could have a swing with it sometimes. Same – but, yeah, that's –
two or three guys that are looking at Jarius, and meanwhile, Johnson gets behind him.
Yeah.
Patience seems to pay off if you in the running game. Adrian can hit a home run here and there. I mean, how patient can you be knowing every team is going to be gearing up? That's
the good thing is, we threw the ball effectively when they did, and that started to open up some of the things. Some of those longer runs were against different kinds of defenses that give you good looks to run the ball in. So we want to be balanced, and we have to be effective in the passing game in order to help the running game, and vice versa, really.
Did you feel like guys did a better job last week of handling those run blitzes? I know against Kansas City you talked about how guys would move over to another defender before finishing their block. Did they do a better job of handling that stuff against Detroit?
Not every time, but we did do better. Our pad level was lower. We came off the ball better, which I believe helped our play actions. And there was some, the one long run that Adrian had was a zone blitz.
Has McKinnon's limited playing time only been because of the return of Adrian, or is there something else playing into that?
No, nothing else playing into it. Just the rotation that we're going with.
Mike, is Chicago leaning on Matt Forte even more than they have in the past? Is that something that's changed?
I wouldn't say more than they have in the past. He's still an integral part of what they're doing. You know, he still catches a lot of balls out of the backfield. He still catches a lot of screens. He's obviously the guy in the running game. But, you know, they're relying on Bennett quite a bit. And now that they got 17 back, they're using him quite a bit more. You know, and Cutler's still running the show.
Matt had some success, I think, as a receiver in that last matchup at Soldier Field. What do you guys need to do to try and contain him?
Well, he's tough. He's tough to get because he's a very good option runner. He's good on the checkdowns. You know, and then it's more about positioning, being in the right position, understanding where your help is, and when you don't have help, making sure you're at the right spot.
Facing a back like that, does it take away at all what you can do in your blitzing packages and linebackers' responsibilities?
Sometimes. You know, you're always conscious of the back and what they do and their protections. But, yeah, I mean, it's no different. I'm not trying to minimize his ability, but it's really no different than any other week with the backs. You know, you look to see if they're – free releasing, if they're protecting, if they're what kind of protectors they are, if you can get a matchup you like on the back, but you can do other things. If you've got a guy like that, you can cover him with different people.
Mike, your thoughts on Brewitt's catch? It seemed like he did a little bit of everything on that play. Spin.
Yeah, he, you know, I thought he did some good things in there. He had a nice block on the run at Adrian. The long run that Adrian had, but on that one, the toughness kind of showed. You know, it was a 6-yard catch. He turned and I liked the way that he attacked the defense to try to get the first down.
Determines like, personnel in that situation. I mean, why it was, and that was that Pruitt. I mean, they did a great job. Why was that Pruitt instead of Rudolph or Ellison? I mean, how do you guys mix and match everything?
Yeah, we have a rotation going in the ball game of how we want to do it. It's not necessarily for particular plays. It's just certain times in the game we want to give Kyle a little break so Pruitt gets a chance to get in there. Sometimes it's Ellison that gets a break. You know, it's similar to what we're doing with some other guys.
So each guy, they're capable of running every play. It's not a play that they're particularly that they practice.
Yeah, that was not a play just designed for him.
Like Darren Woodson's going into the Cowboys Ring of Honor this week. Where does he rank among the best safeties you've coached or been around?
He's the best. And there's best player, best. I wouldn't just say safety. I mean, this guy's he's a great, great person. He's smart. He's a kid that was an outside linebacker in college that taught himself how to backpedal, worked real hard on his technique, learned how to blitz, was tough, competitive, and I've always said this about Darren, that he is a better person than he is a football player. I'm happy for him. Yeah. He needs to go in one other Hall of Fame.
The big one.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, thoughts on the news of Jerry Kill this morning, retiring for health reasons?
It's disappointing to have another great coach that, you know, that you respect and the things he's done to retire. But in the same token, I'm glad that he had the fortitude to be able to do it when he felt like he was ready to do it or needed to do it. And, you know, we're all going to miss him in the Twin Cities. And I'm sure all the UM faithful will miss him as well. He's an awful good football coach. He's got that program going in the right way. But I wish him not only health, but just I might go join him someday. Who knows? The sooner the better, maybe. Huh? A lot of people want that anyway.
Can you shed a little light just based on what Jerry had to go through and what you have to go through as a coach that some people may not know what kind of toll it takes physically and mentally for a coach to do what you do on a regular basis?
Well, I can't speak for Jerry specifically, but for me, it's I think somebody upstairs was, you know, every day they come in and somebody talks, a player comes in almost every day and talks to you. And then, you know, you're trying to figure out what's the best way to help the football team win and all that. But and then somebody says to you, well, you know, it's game week, let's have fun. And I say, fun? This is, you know, this is always a grind. This is, it's, at least for me, and I know everybody's personalities are different, but, you know, you put every heart and soul, every minute that you have into 1 week and trying to win a football game. And, you know, that starts specifically in the middle of July for us, but there's really not a day that goes by that you don't think about how can we get this better, what can you do. And even though when you try, like when Brian comes down to my place down there, you know, there's still football being talked about. Or it's a tough profession, especially with the people that, you know, they want you to win so bad, and they're behind you, and the, you know, everybody. I've always said, you know, everybody knows how to do a coach's job. You know, I can't go in and tell them how to operate, but everybody knows how to do a coach's job.
Well, did you know Jerry, you know, prior to the Twin Cities? I mean, did you interact with him much?
No, I never did. I never met him until I got here. But I know, you know, his background and his track record and things he did in Northern Illinois, and, you know, and his personality as well. You know, he's a little bit like me, I guess. But we, you know, and the steps that he had to take to get to be where he is right now, and I'm sure that's hard for him to make that decision, because, you know, I think the University of Minnesota was a dream for him, and he's got it going the right way.
What happened with Jabari Price going on IR?
He needed to have shoulder surgery.
And what went into the decision to elevate him?
We just felt like we needed some help at linebacker, and he's done a good job. He really has done a good job on the show teams and in special team stuff, and we have a lot of hope for him.
What do you expect out of Sharif today? Are you going to be able to get much work out of him in this week?
I don't know yet. He's here, so he's doing good, but I don't know. Good? All right, thank you.